Hey, it's Rena Jenkins. I just made the mistake of watching a bunch of Star Ladies vids back to back to back. I did the greatest and last of the real ones and also congratulations, and it was just like a lot of Star Wars feels, and now I have feelings, and so I'm dumping them on you. But like, there's this part in the greatest where it's like the Sabine stuff. And, like, they're showing her with the darksaber, and then they show you Bo-Katan holding up the, like, darksaber over, like, all of the Mandalorians who are about to swear fealty to her. And I just had, like, such a sudden visceral, why are there no fan works telling me about Bo's, like, conflicted, twisted, how do I serve my people, but also, fuck, this is the opposite of my sister's legacy, would she be happy where she is seeing this, and also, like, how can I do what's right for my people, and also, all we bring is war and death, and also, like, oh yes, vindication, but tainted a little bit by the fact that it took the Empire, and the Empire's still there, and all these feelings about Bo, and then I was like, oh wait, the rest of the video, that's also emotionally devastating, and the very beginning of Star Lady is the fan vid for the greatest, the first bit is Hera's bit, and the refrain that keeps going, I've got stamina. And I was just like slammed in the heart by how many terrible things Hera's had to endure. Between the whole like Clone Wars nonsense and then the rise of the Empire and then losing her family and then losing her family's home and then literally everything that happens in Rebels and it just hurts me a lot that Hera's character trait is stamina, but also, like, the fact that she had to go through that in the first place. And why is there nothing that shows that? There's a lot, like, oh, my soul. And then the bit with Ahsoka, and it's like the rap part of The Greatest, and there's a line about how, oh, fuck, I forget the words, but basically, like, I was youth and joy or something like that. And it's like, yup, that was you 30 years ago. Poor baby. I'm just having a lot of feelings right now. And then, of course, it wouldn't be a complete evening without the opening bit of Last of the Real Ones with Kanan and Ezra and their whole, like, I'm sensing you through the Force. But like, oh, codependent. There's a million people who need you, but not as much as I do, and all of that. There were a million people here, but oh, I can't even get full sentences out, but just, I should dump this on Star Lady in, like, an audio, not, like, a oral feedback thing. I don't know if you can do that for vids like you can for podfic, and just be like, Look at this trauma you gave me. I made bad choices, but you made bad choices, too, by putting it out there. It hurts inside. but like all of the different ways that Ezra is sort of the thing that Kanan's clinging to and that Kanan is the thing that Ezra's using as his rock and how neither of them get a happy ending. And then like, of course, there's not enough good Rebels time travel fic that I've found, but how amazing would it be to have the Kanan and Ezra dynamic in a situation where, like, say they both fall through, Ezra goes to pull Kanan out through the portal, and then he does something wrong, and then they go back in time together, and they're in the Clone Wars, and it's Kanan and Ezra with their dynamic, which is, I don't want to say relaxed, but definitely a different dynamic than the existing sort of structure of the Jedi Order. And if Kanan and Ezra are in the Clone Wars, like, oh, fuck, now I want this. Not even, like, participating in the war, because Kanan's probably really leery of interfering in a way that will mean they can't get home. But also, like, he's going to absolutely want to change as much as possible because everything was shitty. You can't possibly make things worse. He's thinking they're living in the darkest timeline already. But, like, Hera is at home.
He needs to get home to Hera. If he changes things, what if he never meets her? But also, thousands of Jedi die. So, quandary. But, like, I really want some kind of interaction where maybe Kanan and Ezra and Mace?
Just because, like, I don't know enough about Deepa, and I think it would hurt Kanan too much for him to interact with Deepa. And Mace seems far enough removed. Like, you know, he's my grandpa, whatever. He's not really, like, part of my daily life.
To see Kanan and Ezra and their interactions.
And the way that they're a little more open about it or something.
No, I want a lot more, like, forthcoming shenanigans stuff for them. I would love to see. Also, like, all of the... Everything. All of the everything.
And then, of course, I watched Congratulations, You've Invented a New Kind of Stupid. Anakin, look at you doing your new kind of stupid. And that makes me think of the time that Formerly DF was like, hey, we should do an AU where Obi-Wan and Padme are related. How does that work? And I don't remember how we said that worked, but basically it was also a great train wreck of emotional devastation there, too. But, like, I want so many things, and nobody's giving them to me. And then, of course, the fucking Force Wolves. Nobody is doing anything with the fucking Force Wolves. Are they, like, these are your like, Force Ghost vision guide kind of thing? Are they supposed to take you down a... I don't know, what's that other thing where it's like you have a wolf, every Marina wolf brother? What's that one? Not Band of Brothers. The one about the Iraq war soldiers and their soul bond wolves. Fuck, I can't remember the name of that fandom. Anyway, something like that, where it turns out that the wolves are like soul bonding nonsense that are only attracted to Force users, or something. Maybe Force users get reincarnated as wolves. Maybe Kanan just transmutationed himself. Transmuted. I don't know. Nobody's doing anything with that, or at least I can't find it, because maybe I'm using the wrong tags, but I can't find any of that bullshit about sentient wolves having some kind of force presence or bond that nobody's exploring, and I would really like it. Also, 500 different AUs where something goes wrong when Ezra pulls Kanan through the portal, doesn't listen to Ahsoka. Something happens. What is it? Maybe he goes back and pulls Kanan out a different time when Palpatine's not lurking around the edge or whatever it is. But, like, you don't just leave him dead. Obvi. Obvi. I don't know. I watched all three of these back to back to back, and now I'm full of feelings, and I don't know what to do with them. Help.